Day 92, or April the 2nd. We constantly need reminding. Our thoughts today are from 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 9. There was nothing in the ark except the two stone tablets that Moses had placed in it at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites after they came out of Egypt. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. It's all systems go on Project Temple. It takes 7 years to complete it. Seven, the perfect number in Judaism. Then it takes almost twice as long for Solomon to finish his own house. 13 years, to be absolutely accurate. The house was about four times the size of the temple. Need I go on to show how Solomon was slipping away from God's standard? The ark is installed with all the other items of furniture, and the Shekinah glory of the Lord fills the temple. It was so full that the priests couldn't gain access as Solomon preached and prayed as the people rejoiced. And now today's action step. The Ark of the Covenant, which Solomon carefully placed in the new temple in Jerusalem, was not all that it used to be. When it was in the tabernacle, it contained the Ten Commandments, Aaron's rod, and a jar of manna. Now, it only contained the Ten Commandments, the two magnificent reminders of God's faithfulness to them as they escaped from Egypt and survived 40 years in the wilderness. Aaron's rod and some manna were both missing. Israel was still founded on the solid foundation of the Word of God, as we must be too. However, they seem to have forgotten the amazing works of God and the miracles of the budding rod and the daily supply of manna for 40 years. The reminders had gone. If we forget how good God has been to us in the past, the Word of God can become an academic exercise if we're not careful. Remind yourself regularly just how good God has been. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Name one now.